Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How old are you, Seamus?
I'm 29.
29. That's what I'm talking about. We got young people calling in today. Boy, I'm getting excited. Let's go, man. What's going on, bro? What's your question? How can I help you?
So my question is, so I'm just all over the place. So I got the 401k.
Okay.
I got the IRA. I got the standard Roth IRA. I got some savings, and I got some debt.
Okay.
Now, I just don't know what to do with it all. That's it.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out a step to take so I could just start in the right direction.
Nah, that's a good question, man. And I want to say this, man up, man to man, black man to black man, young man to young man. Thank you for calling in and asking that question. Most men are prideful to call in and ask, like, hey, this is where I'm at. What's the right thing for me to do? So, brother, man, I want to tell you, man, I appreciate you, and I'm going to help you as much as I possibly can in our short time today. Ballpark, let's start here. Ballpark, what's your annual income, household income?
95.
Okay. $95,000 in Texas is good money, bro. Let's be real. That's good money. Are you having any kids and any responsibilities?
Yes, I have three boys.
Three?
Yep.
Okay, three boys. Okay, cool. Are you married by chance or are you single?
No, I'm single.
Okay, cool. You got three boys. All right, cool. Sounds good. All right, so three boys, $95,000, and I'm pretty sure some of that is going towards child support and supporting them, correct?
No child support, but I pay for everything.
Oh, that's good. That's great, man. I didn't question you at all not being a father. I'd like to know where we are financially. All right, cool. Let's go down. Debt. What's your average debt right now, ballpark debt?
$23,000.
$23,000 in debt. What is that? Student loans, cars, what is that?
Student loans.
Student loans, all right, cool. What you have your degree in?
I didn't get the degree.
Okay, you just like me. Yeah. You didn't complete school.
Yeah, I was going, but then my babies. And yeah. So I just stopped.
I got you. All right, sounds good, man. Well, how much do you have in savings right now? Average.
Right now, I have $22,000.
Okay, $22,000. All right, cool. $22,000 in savings. All right, cool. Sounds good. And your IRAs, how much do you have in your IRA right now? So not your 401k, your IRA.
I have about $4,000.
Okay, $4,000. Okay, cool. Great. That's good. And then in your 401k, do you know how much you have in ballpark in there right now?
$15,000.
Okay, $15,000. Then you say you have something else, correct?
No, I just said I had savings and then a Roth and a 401k.
Okay, cool, great. All right, let's talk about it. All right, so you're making $95,000 a year. You're a great father to three boys, all right? So that means on average you're seeing gross about $7,000a month. I'm gonna guess net, because you're single, you're seeing about $5,500 net. Would you say that's about right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So net, we got about $5,500 a month. Tell me your living situation real quick. Are you living with a roommate, mortgage, rent? What's the ballpark of that situation right now?
So I'm in an apartment.
Okay.
And I actually got approved for a house, but that's why I'm calling, because if you tell me not to do it, I ain't going to do it.
Okay, cool, great. Let's talk about it. How much is your rent?
It's $13.15.
Okay. 13, 15. All right, real quick, do you know about the exact number of how much you will see in net a month? I estimated about $2,000 less, but are you in the 6,000? Do you see 6,000 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. What would you say net you see a month in your pocket, in your account?
Like when my check come in?
Yes, sir.
Like 6,100.
All right, that's my bad. All right, cool. Just want to make sure. All right, so $6,100 is your net. All right, cool, great. 6,100. All right. One thing I want to tell you right now, man, is you are actually doing very good. So I want to tell you the ballpark of what I'm seeing with your current situation right now. If you're making $7,900 gross, you're seeing $6,100 net, 25% of your take-home pay should be, 25 to 30% of your take-home pay should be allocated towards your mortgage or your rent payment. Your rent payment right now is $1,315. With 25%, I would say, yo, you can go up to $1,525. 30%, you can go up to $1,600, stretch it to $1,700. You don't have a lot of debt. It just seems like you got a majority of student loans, $23,000, with $22,000 inside of your savings account. Here's my suggestion to you. I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to give you the option, if I was in your shoes, this is what I would do. But if you are really stuck on getting a house, here's another option that you can do. To get a home in Dallas, Texas, you need to have two main things, right? You're going to have down payment and you're going to have closing costs. In this market, you can get someone to help you out with pretty much, you know, your down payment situation. What you're going to have to cover the closing costs. I mean, we're not really your down payment, your closing costs. They'll help with your closing costs and et cetera. You're probably looking at an FHA loan with a 3.5% down on a home in Dallas, Texas, in that area. So you're probably looking at in between, you know, or start a home in between $200,000 to $400,000. So you can get your payment to that level. Right now, interest rates are high, right? High. With you being 29, the bankers are not going to like me. If I'm in your shoes, I'm not buying a house for another year. Here's what I would do. You got $23,000, you have $22,000 inside of a savings. You have $4,000 inside of an IRA. You have $15,000 inside of a 401k, and you're making $6,100 a month. Out of that $22,000, I'm going to leave $6,100 inside of that account. That's what I would do. $22,000 minus is $6,100. That means I'm going to take $15,900 out of my savings, and I'm going to put that towards the $23,000 of debt. That leaves me with 1 month of my average net pay. Well, you're making $6,100. Now, out of the $23,000 that you have, minus a $15,900, that leaves you with $7,100 left. If you can take out of the $7,100 and divide that into, let's just say, $1,250 a month, you could be 100% debt-free within 5 months. By August to September, you are debt-free. From September to the end of this year, I am now stacking up money, more money in my savings account for 1 year. I'm doing two things. Putting money back into my savings account so you can get the 3 months of your average net pay, okay? And then two, saving money for a down payment towards a home. Because yes, you can afford a home based upon your mortgage. But right now, what I really would love to see you do, man. What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I gotta talk to you about something near and dear to my heart. And that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now there's a new wave of black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences. Joy, resilience, empowerment, it's all there. from Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be Black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter, stories that reflect the full spectrum of Black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And is... because you are a father, sharp young man that I can see, bro, you want to get married one day. I'm pretty sure of it. I want to see you debt free. I want to see you maximizing and using your single season correctly. So now you have the opportunities to go out there and get an extra job. You have the opportunities to really work extra so that way you can get more money coming in. You're going to get rid of the debt. Now, let me tell you this too, right? Watch this. Some people be like, Anthony, get rid of the $22,000 in his savings. Absolutely. The average person in America can't even afford $1,000 emergency fund. So Shamas, now that you have $6,100 in there, you're ahead of the majority of people in America. You're ahead of a lot of your friends who don't even have $1,000 sitting inside their savings. So the moment, if you can be by 30, this is my goal for you, by 30, you are 100% consumer debt free. You got 3 months of your average net pay sitting inside of your savings account, and you're starting the process of being a homeowner. Bro, go get you a 3-bedroom home so your 3 boys can come over there and stay with you as much as you want them to, bro. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And then this is something that I would say too, that's on top of the money, that take it with a grain of salt, because I'm not in a relationship and I've never been married and I'm not a father. But being a father, I mean, being a son, and my biological parents were not together. I don't know the state. It's none of our business to know the state of your boy's mothers. But man, I would even try to get to a point to where your boys at a certain age of their life can come live with you eventually. You know, take some of that weight off of their mom. And take that responsibility on. And I say this too, because when I moved in with my father, it was hard for my mom to do it, but she allowed it. But when I moved in with my father, it changed my life, man. And my dad was in a good place financially, right? He wasn't struggling. He didn't have to work 2 or 3 jobs. Like, he was able to be home when he got off of work and be a father to me afterwards and play basketball with me and do some good things on the weekend. And so my thing is, man, I really want to see you nail down this next year. Okay, I really want to see you nail down this next year. And I say this respectfully, just man to man, brother to brother. Don't have no more kids, brother. Not right now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, listen, I'm keeping the butt. Would you put a condom on? Don't have sex. Do what you got to do to not have any more responsibilities on you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're in shape. I know it's probably hard to keep them ladies out your DMs and out your way. I got you. You got the long dreads. Some ladies on here probably saying, my God, look at him right now. Ain't he getting his financial information? So, brother, don't have no more kids, okay? Put a condom on, wrap it up, or don't have sex. And I say this in a joking way, but seriously, I want you to spend the next 12 months, date, do what you do, have fun, right? but I really want you to be intentional about these next 12 months. Like, if I'm you, I'm gonna tell the bank, hey, give me one more year. I think the interest rates are gonna go down next year, right? And so you're at a 6%, 7% interest rate. You're not gonna get a good home that you want within that price range of 25 to 30%. So you're gonna be stretching yourself. So I would take the $22,000, get out of this debt, put $15,900 into the debt, boom, from there, man, get your money back up. By the time you turn 30, 31, you know, you're in your home, you're debt-free, you're making more money, and you're gonna have a good time, man. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm being real with you, man. I mean, I hope I didn't offend you about the no sex thing. I mean, we're all men. We all want a beautiful lady by our size, man. But I think sometimes, brothers, we got to be honest with each other. Hey, brother, I know she look good, but brother, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't get, Lord Jesus, don't do it, brother. So,
I learned to stay.
Say it again.
I learned to stay in the house.
Amen. As long as I'm in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. You control your narrative, man. And I think as black men, which one thing I'm proud of you, bro, is that you're not in a bad situation. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got three kids, and so and at 29, that's a lot. Let's be real, that's a lot at 29. But I think the thing for me that I want to commend you on is thank you, one, for being a father. Two, thank you for providing for him. I don't know the whole scenario and situation between you and the mom, so I won't speak on that. But you know, love their mom the way that you need to love them, love her, and. Just focus, man. And then after you get that, after you get into the house and do your thing, bro, start investing. You're too young to not invest, bro. I think by 55, you could be making a lot of money. And then once you get out of debt, bro, the very first thing is I would get with their mom and open up a 529 account. And let me say this too. Man, I wish I had more time on the show because there's so much I would tell you. Write this down, Seamus. Am I saying it right, Seamus? Seamus?
Seamus.
Seamus, I need you to have, without saying too much, how's your relationship with their mother? Is it good?
Excellent.
Great. Have her watch this clip when it comes up. I want you and their mother to sit down, and I want you to go to my website, go to anthonyoneal.com/ethos, and I want you and their mother to sit down and get an estate plan. Both of you all are single, right? So let's say something happens to her. Yeah, you would probably know she would want you to have the kids. But what if their family starts tripping? Now you got to go to court to fight over those kids. What if something happens to you? Like, an estate plan as single parents are super, super important. And it's only $450. And that is something right now, Seamus, I need you and their mom to sit down and do. She needs an estate plan, you need an estate plan, and you need a term life insurance policy on your life so that way she can have help and your kids are taken care of for college, houses, and in wealth purpose as well. Do you have a term life insurance policy already in place?
No.
Yeah. So I need you to get that, man. You can literally get that today at your age, $40 a month. You can afford that right now. You have three kids. That is super important for you to do. And so I will go to my website, anthonyoneal.com/ethos, and get that. No blood work. You don't have to go to no doctor. You can literally do that right now. I will get a 10, 20 year term, spend $40, get you a $1 million policy. Create an estate plan. If you get the term life insurance policy first, they'll give you the estate plan for free. And so you could tell her, do the same thing. Hey, get a life insurance policy for our kids, and they'll give you an estate plan for free. And then y'all just come on the same page on, hey, what happens with our children if something was to happen? And you're super clear you have it in writing, man. So I gave you a lot of information. Watch this clip again, man. And if you have any more questions, bro, call me next Wednesday. We'll be on here. You can call every week. I don't care, bro. I want to help you get there because as much as I want to help our sisters, black men, we got to step up to the plate. So seeing you call in, man, I'm all for it, man. So love you, my guy. And stay tuned and stay in touch, man.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.